We're going to bring in some faculty cases as we go through the day. And Matt, this is your patient. Can you talk a little bit about her?
Yeah, great. So she was in her mid-60s and about 5 years ago, 3C1, grade 2 endometrial cancer, something that we all see all the time. She was enrolled on GOG-258 and was on the chemo-RT arm. So she got cis chemo-RT, followed by 4 cycles of carboplatin-paclitaxel. Just to make a plug for this study, you'll see it in a major journal. Now we know that we shouldn't have given this patient pelvic radiation. She recurred actually 4 years later, not only in the pelvis, but in the lungs. She suffered from prolonged thrombocytopenia after her treatment with that regimen. And when she recurred, it was an ERPR MSI positive cancer. She actually did get 1 cycle of chemotherapy, but didn't tolerate it, continued her thrombocytopenias. But thankfully, she was eligible for a combination study with pembrolizumab and an IDO inhibitor, had a complete clinical response with that, and it was a 1-year trial and now off therapy. But if you look at the amount of disease she had up front, really a pelvis full of tumor. And I think that's been one of the fairly miraculous differences we see. When we find these patients, they can benefit for a long time. She came off at 1 year as part of the trial, but I would probably not sure I would stop if she wasn't on study.
So, and again, an IDO inhibitor is another checkpoint inhibitor that's being studied in combination with the anti-PD-1?
Correct. We're getting smarter and smarter with these drugs and trying to improve outcomes.
So I'm just kind of curious, Shannon, this issue, we'll talk a little bit about it later, but this patient, it was one of the patients who had a great response. Outside a clinical trial, if you have a patient who's responding, is there a point at which you stop? We're starting to hear the melanoma people talk about stopping therapy, lung cancer. What about gynecologic cancers?
Yeah, I mean, some of the indications will say 1 to 2 years and then you can stop. And there are some data to indicate you get a sustained benefit even after you stop that checkpoint inhibition. So it involves a discussion with the patient to talk about how comfortable she is and where the data are.
But no, I'm not stopping.
So we'll maybe continue that as this comes up with a number of cases.